I'm sorry, the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the end of the Sefer. Okay, we have some hard. We have a lot of Rashi's today. Let's try today to do together a series of sukkim in one shot. Okay, we're up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis. So let's do together now a whole collection of sukkim until Pasuk Zayin. Let's go from Beis to Vav. Ad. This is a continuation of Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Aleph, Shlomo HaMelech tells Klal Yisrael that you should remember your Creator before it's too late. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of Ra'ah come upon you, and years arrive upon which you will say, I have no desire to live in these days. That's the interpretation of the Mitzvot and Rashi, the Yimei HaRa'ah. And the Shanim and the Yirmei HaRa'ah are old age. And during this old age, a person can come to a point where he says, Ein lihi v'chem chevetz, I don't want to live. I have no desire to live. Okay, so now he gives examples exactly what is the harm, what is the tsar, the pain of old age. Before the sun, the light, the moon, the stars, before all of these things get dim. Now we're going to see in a few moments, all of these things refer to different parts of the person's body. Different parts of the body. There's the part of the body is called the Shemesh, part of the body is called the Ar. We'll see the Machlokes Rashi, the Mitzudos, and the Targum. The Shavu He'avim Achar HaGoshem, a common point in time when the clouds, dark clouds, return after rain. Okay, let's just read the Pesukim, and then we'll come back. Bayom on that, the day, Sheyazu Shemir HaBoyis, the day when the guardians of the house will be afraid. Sheyazu means they'll be in a state of terror. The Mitzudo says, Sheyazu in Rad V'Reses, terror and shaking. The Shemir HaBoyis will shake in fear. Okay, well, the Avasu Anshe Hechayil, the army will lie down. They will become, Mitzudah says, Ivus V'okum will become crooked. The army will no longer be functional. The strong men will be crooked. They'll swoop down. Uvalu HaTechelas Kimietu, and the grinders will diminish, will become bottled, will cease to exist because they will be diminished. The chashchu haraos ba'arubos, and the gazers, the people that look out of the window, will become dark. All of these things obviously are very abstract, very vague. Let's refer to the sugu de losayim bashuk, and the doors in the market will be shut closed. B'shval kol ha'tachana, when the sound of the tachana, the grinder, the mill, will get, the sound will be low. Normally when you walk in the street, you can hear the people grinding the mill. The millstone is moving. It's preparing food for the tzibur, for the people in the city. And now there's no sound. The sound of the grinding machine is now very low, meaning that there is no, nothing is, there is no activity in the street. V'yakoyim l'kol ha-tzipor, a person will wake up. A small little chirp will frighten the person to the degree where he'll wake up out of his slumber. The Yishachu kol b'nos ha-shir, and Yishachu is a hard word to translate, but it basically means it will become sounds of music. The b'nos shir will sound dull. The Yishachu, will just translate it now lightly, loosely, as the sound of music will become dull to the ears of those who attempt to listen. Pasuk Hey, gam migavah yirahu, they will fear things that are high. When they walk down the street, if there's a hill, they will be afraid to walk down the mountain due to the height. V'chas chatin baderech, they'll be terror. They'll be afraid of the terror that lies in the road. V'yonetz hashaked, and it'll come a time when the shaked, the almond, will blossom. Okay, we'll see what that means a little bit later. The yistabel hechagav, a locust which weighs the weight of a locust is a grasshopper, which doesn't weigh anything. It's virtually doesn't weigh a smallest amount, it will be a burden. It will be a burden for the person to carry on the shoulder, even a grasshopper. V'sofer ho'aviyonah. That's a very hard word to translate. Simply means taiva, desire. Taiva aviyonah is related to the word taiva. A person will no longer have any desire. Desire for what? Either it means desire for nashim, a desire to live, a desire for understanding. Okay, ki haleich adam el beis olamo. Person will go to his world, to the olam ha'emes. V'savu v'ashuk ha'soifdim, and the eulogizers will gather. They will come together to do their service. Okay, let's further pasuk zayin. Ad asher lo yirasei chevel chevel hakesef. Prepare before the yirasek. Yirasek means will be shattered. Will be broken, will be snapped. The chevel hakesef, the silver rope. V'sorutz gulas hazahav, the golden basin will be shattered. V'sishaver kad al hamabua, and the pitcher will be broken upon the spring. V'narotz hagalgal el habar, and the wheel that is used to bring up the bucket from the pit will also be broken. Okay, let's stop there. Now let's go back to the Mitzvahs and go through the Pesukim very, very slowly. And then there are two Mahalchim in Rashi. Rashi goes through the Pshat, and then Rashi has a very elaborate Medrash. The Medrash really comes from Eicha. And there Rashi really puts a whole new twist on everything that it says here in these Pesukim. Okay, so let's now begin again with the Mitzudos David. Ad asher lo sechshach ha-shemesh v'cha'or v'hayirech v'ha-kechavim. There are four different items listed in this pasuk. Mitzudos David. Ad asher. A person should do tshuva and serve Hashem before. Terem shetechshach ha-shemesh v'cha'or hayom. What does this mean? What are these things metaphors for? What are the metaphors? Rotzo lo'imar. Terem shetichle. Before a person gets ill, shetichle v'tipo la mishkov, ki achoyle kishayik shalov achoyle. When a person is ill, niriloi kilu choshchay hashemesh v'ha'or. A sick person, it's a dark world. And for a person who's ill, to him it looks like that the sun, the moon, the stars, the light of day is dark. So that's the metaphor. The shavu he'avim. What does this mean? V'yachzeru he'avim lovo lahachshich ha'ora acha yiridas hageshem. It's as if the clouds come to give darkness to the light after the rain concludes. Shehoya oz ma'at oira. When there was only a small amount of light. Ratzu loymar acha she'arviach loy ma'at min hachulsha v'ru ha'or yachzer lehachulsha v'yachshach lo. So the metaphor, the way Rashi the Mitzudos explains is very important, is normally after it rains, then it gets light. When there is an intense rain, it's dark. The clouds are thick. The clouds block the rays of light. After the rain lightens up, the rain stops, so one would expect that the clouds disperse and the sun comes out once again. It's depressing when even after the rain stops and you expect there to be light, suddenly there is a disturbance, there is a disappointment. There are more clouds coming. V'shavu he'ovim achar hageshem. It's a discipline. This is not a mitzias. This is not what the mitzias should be. The mitzias should be that when it stops raining, the clouds disperse and there is light. But there is a disappointment here, and the clouds return after the rain comes to an end. The mashal is, a person is ill, the world is dark, all forms of light and hope are diminished, are taken away, are shattered, and then it comes a point in time where he gets a good report, oh, things are better, the doctor will come back, the tests have come back from the lab, and things look very good, and then suddenly, it's one step forward, two steps backwards. Suddenly, there's bad news, and there's more pain, there's more frustration, there are more disappointments. It's like the Shavu He'ovim Achar Hageshem. So this is a very interesting expression for a disappointment after things look very good. Right? After things look very good. Baseball team wins a game, you think finally now things are looking good, and then disappointment. Gets swept in the next series. V'shavu, that's called V'shavu He'ovim Achar Hagoshem. Yes, short question. Yes?
The Rambam, to read this, is the word
Krank? Krank. Krank in Yiddish means sick. Sick, okay. So this is the Mitzudos. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Gimel, according to the Mitzudos. Bayoim, sheyazu shomei habois. Mitzudos David, bayom sheyazuhu. Trembles, shakes. Let's translate the word sheyazu means to shake. The guardians of the house. Who is the house? The person. This is going to happen when a person becomes very weak. What are the shomei habayis? Heim hayodayim v'hazeraos, the hands and the arms. Sheheim shomrei haguf, these are the guardians of the body. Shelo yigabo dovaro, the hands, the arms protect the person from coming into contact with evil, from evil coming upon a person. Uchashadam nechlash me'oid, when a person is very weak, marsisin yadav uzeraosav, his hands and his arms shake. So we're describing a state of frailty. Next, then it says, "Visavasu anshei hechoyil." Who are the anshei hechoyil in relation to the person's body? Heim hashaykim, the thighs, shesoivlim esaguf, which carry the weight of the body, the hanishan alem, which leans upon them, vimei hachalshus, and during the time of weakness or frailty, this akmu, they become crooked. The ein lohem oid koyach lamod, and the person can no longer stand. Okay, so now we know next, uvadlu hatoychanos, what is this? Eheim hashinayim, the teeth, the grinders are the teeth. Hatoychanos, which grind is hamachal, veis hachulsha, betelim heim in hatachina, they no longer are functional. Kimi etu. What does it mean, the etu? That even the teeth that are left are no longer functional. Forget about the teeth that have fallen out. Me'otu esat mi'etu mi'atu esatachina. No, I'm sorry. That was probably Rashi. Sorry. Mi'etu esatachina. They're diminished. Mi'etu esatachina. They're no longer grinding. The einam yochelim od litchon harbe. They no longer have the ability to grind the food well. The chashku haraois ba'arubos. What is that? Heim ha'inayim, the eyes. The eyes are no longer looking out of the window. Haraois derech pesichas chore ha'inayim be'eis achulsha. At time of weakness, kehu v'chashku, the eyes become dull and become weak. So let's review the pasuk according to the mitzvot inside. Bayoim, on that fateful day when a person becomes weak, sheyazuhu, they shake, shomrei habayis, the hands and the arms. They are the guardians of the person's body. Visavasu, they become crooked, anshei hechoyil, the strong men, the legs. Vatlu hatoychanois, and the teeth, ki mi etu, the teeth are no longer functional. They have been diminished, their koyach, their power of grinding has been diminished, and they are no longer functional. V'choshlu horos bo'arubos, the eyes no longer see the way they used to. Pasuk Dalit, in the Mitzudas David, v'sugudu delosayim bashuk, the doors in the market are closed. What does this mean? Heim hasifosayim, Sheheim Bishuk, the lips no longer are able to communicate. Rotzalaymar b'mokay megula, why are the lips called the shuk? Because the lips are in public. Everyone can see your lips. Uve'es achul sheheimos segudim, they are shut. Bavur ki nishbal kol atachana. Why are they quiet? Because the sound of the grinding is low. Heim hashinayim shebalu min hatachina. It's referring backwards to the previous pasuk because the teeth are no longer functional. Ulechein sugu hasefosayim hoyel ve'enoy mesim bohem hamachol. It's a little bit vague. The mitzvah over here is not really, I don't think it's really clear what he means over here, but he's saying over here that because the teeth are no longer functional, that affects the lips. The lips, which are in public in the shuk, are no longer functional because of the lowness of the teeth. He's saying an idea that the teeth affect the koyach hadibur. Yeah. Is that really so?
Yeah.
You would have a speech impediment.
Right. Okay, so that's since the teeth are no longer functional, they can no longer grind, so that automatically affects the losayim, the teeth that appear in public on the perimeter of the body. Next, the yokoyim lekol hatzipar. What does that mean? Yodua shehamachol hamoyler hashina. That machol brings sleep. Ubehedor hamachol yikot yokates. A person wakes up. Yikots. I don't know how you pronounce the word. The vowels of that word. Person wakes up. He wakes up. Ledover kal. What?
Every little noise.
As smallest noise, a person wakes up. the Yishachub Kol Benos Hashir. Now here is a very important mitzvah because it's not like what all the other commentators say. The Benos Hashir refers to the throat. And Yishachu Hu Hagoroin. The Benos Shir means the vocal cords. The vocal cords are things which under normal circumstances give forth beautiful sound. And now they have become dulled. He's translating the word v'yishachu from the expression of to become dulled. The vocal cords are dull. Hu ha-goroin, shabo hoya mishoyer, he would sing lifonim in the past. Us then, at this point in time, yishach is it's lowered. V'yashpil, koilo, his sound has been diminished, has been dulled. Ad shlo yishoma, it cannot be heard. When he tries to speak, people cannot hear what he has to say. V'omar b'noi shir shefisha kol nikevos mishoyeroys no'im b'yoyser. It says here, b'nos b'losh nikeva, because when we're referring to sound, women, that is one thing that women can do better than men. Women can sing. The average woman can sing a lot better than the average man. And that's why we refer to it as b'nos, in the feminine, b'nos hashir.
Well, it means weakened.
Right, the vocal cords are weakened. The throat, which is just, I assume he means the weak. It's, well, no, he's not saying that. He's saying binosh.
Often what it, the way the feminine is used.
But not here. That's not what he says here. He says binosh hashir is a reference for the throat. And more specifically for the vocal cords. The throat. And the reason why we're calling the throat in a feminine form is because the one who excels, the people who, the creatures who excel in beautiful sound are noshim. So therefore we want to describe the koyach of singing, the koyach of good sound, we refer to it as binos in the feminine form, not the b'nei shir, but the binos shir. And at this point in time, they have been weakened. So let's review the pasuk according to this interpretation. Pasuk Dalid, the sigud l'sayim bashuk, the lips are no longer functional. They're shut. A person does not bother to open his lips to say words because bishval, as a consequence of the lowering of the tol hatachana, because the teeth are no longer 100% as they used to be, that directly has a consequence. The ramifications are that the lips no longer bother opening up to say, give forth words. V'yakom l'kol hatzipar. Now, then he goes on to say something fascinating, that because a person does not eat well, he does not sleep well. Good eating is the cornerstone of good sleep. If you don't sleep well, it means you're not eating well. Doctor's advice from Dr. Koheles. Dr. Koheles is telling us, he's talking, but this is what he says. He says here in old age, this is what the Mitsudo says. The Mitsudo says, I don't think they would say the doctor, modern science, I can't imagine, agrees with this 100%. Dr. Fruchter, what do you say about this? Is that in old age, what?
Why sleeping is
The sleeping is in old age, that's a given. People who are older, they sleep a lot less, and that's a given. But is it because of the food intake? He says here that there's a correlation between a lack of proper nutrition and good sleep. So you disagree, right? You say modern science does not assume that the two are related. Okay, but he's saying over here, he's saying this is what it's, I'm not just reading what it says, obviously maybe nishtana atev, or maybe there is something that we do not know, but he says something very interesting, is that there's a correlation between nutrition and good sleep. In old age, the teeth do not function, so there is no intake of good of nutrition. So therefore, their sleep has been impaired, and a person will wake up even if he hears the slightest little sound. The yishachu kol benos hashir, and the person's vocal cords, the vocal cords are also no longer functioning. They become dull. They're lowered. Even if he tries to give forth sound, sound will not come forth. Okay, pasuk hey.
Think.
Yeah.
He says that the food brings on the sleep.
Because food brings on sleep, and now when the person is old, the teeth are no longer functioning, so he's not eating. He's not eating, so therefore he's not sleeping, and that's why he wakes up even when he hears the sound of a bird. Okay, next pasuk hey is gam migovoa yirohu. They fear heights. Okay, in old age, you're not going to go on a tour of the Freedom Tower. in old age because you're afraid of heights. Is that what it means? Not necessarily. The Mitzvah says, "Gam machshavos." Now, here is something very different. The Mitzvah says, he says something that's unexpected. You would expect Rashi to say this. He's saying over here something. Rashi, in fact, says what you would expect the Mitzvah to say, but he says over here that in old age a person begins to fear what's going to happen to his neshama after he leaves the world. Reality settles in old age, that the neshama is going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. So migovoa means the ribayne shaloylam, the din shalmaila, the heights. Very interesting idea. Gam machshavaysav mispachdim mimash sheyach sheyachshavu. His thoughts are terrified from what he thinks. What does he think? Shaharuach noisas v'hoila, the ruach, the spirit noisas, it travels v'hoileches, and two words which mean the same thing, travels el makom gavoa el
v'hoileches means
it continuously travels el makom gavoa, to a high location, el hashamayim mimal, to the heavens above, litein din v'cheshben, to give an accounting for his life. Harbe pachat, in old age, a person is afraid, yesh min haderech, of this path that his neshama will go, pen yifke'u bo malachei din. Very mystical type of interpretation. You know, there are a lot of people, you always hear about this, is the jokers. Even the last words they say in their life are a joke. They're lying on their deathbed, people coming to visit them, and they're making jokes. And 5 minutes later, they're gone. And they're proud of this. And the family at the Levaya, they say, yeah, he was a very lighthearted person, good person. He was even joking right before the moment he died. He was making jokes. Is that really a good thing? Is that really a good thing to make jokes the very last moment? I don't know. It's seemingly, it says over here that the proper thing, there's some luster here in these words, that the proper thing is the person is coming to that point in time, at least at that point in time, he should be hashapach and avadin. That itself can be a very great schus for him. Okay, next, v'yonetz hashokate. And this is a very difficult expression. So he learns here the word yonetz means it's detestable. Lashon itza, it's disgusting. It becomes we'll use it loosely, dysfunctional. It's, if it's something which is disgusting, it's disgusting, it means it's no longer in use. Hashokei lashon of shkida, of diligence. Meaning, I'm assuming it means here his immune system. The immune system that is on guard 24/7 for a person's entire life to fight off disease and to keep a person in top-notch shape, when a person gets old, shuts down. The immune system shuts down, and it's easy for a person to get an older person to get an infection, to him to get the flu, to get ill, to suffer things that younger people are able to fight off. The immune. So this is what's called the shokate. Shokate means there's a part of the body, part of the biology, which is always in the state of shakida, of diligence to protect the person from harm. This, when it gets old, is yonates. It becomes repulsive. Now, it's a very strong word, doesn't really fit, but it means it becomes dysfunctional. And therefore, the body has nothing, is protecting the body, and the body just begins to become vulnerable to all forms of disease, illness, and signs of aging and wear and tear. Let's look first at the Mitzudos Tzion. The yonates, he first translates Inyan bizoyon umios, detestable. Okay, I'm reading Pasuk Hey. And then next, umios kemo vayonetz bezama po, Hashem got angry. He was yonetz bezama Hashem yonetz. He was disgusted in his fury. Hashem was disgusted, and his disgust was expressed through his anger. The im kiloy nikro aleph, even though the aleph is silent, yonetz. What is the aleph doing there? The aleph does not add any sound to the word. That's the way it is. Hoyel the im kilo nikro aleph, hoyel vihi kisuva. I don't know what that means. That's the way it's written. The way it's written is with an aleph. Hashokate inyan hishtadlus. Okay, hishtadlus. Hishtadlus, which the hasmada. It means hasmada, which means, what's a good word for Hasstablus and Hasmod in English.
Diligence, due diligence.
Okay, so today there's a kamosh shiktu v'shimru. Shiktu means be diligent and be on guard. So therefore, what it means, so therefore, now we go back to the Metzudos David, the Yonet Sasha. Okay, so how do we take those two words together? Koyach hashoimer es haguf. The koyach of the human body, which is diligent and is on guard to protect the body, I'm assuming he means the immune system of a human being.
All those things.
Yimas es haguf. When it gets old, it gets into a disagreement with the body. There's a falling out between the two. What do I need you for anymore? What have you done for me lately? I've been with you for 100 years. You've never given me any recognition for my good service to you. So you know what? I quit. And when it quits, the body says, I don't need you anyway. I can survive without you. And they part ways. Yimas es haguf. It hates the body. V'lo ye'ovel lehasmid od bishmiraso. It no longer wants to continue to be a masmid, to be diligent in its guardianship of the body. Ulehishtadelbo. That's very interesting interpretation. The Yonetz HaShaket. There's a falling out between the immune system on the body. The Shaket is the immune system. And Yonetz, it detests the body in the body's old age, and it quits.
It quits.
It just one day, that's it, I'm out of here. Next, the Yistabel Hechogov. What does that mean, the Yistabel Hechogov? The grasshopper is in a state of sabol. What is a sabol? A person who carries heavy loads. The Yistabel Hechogov, im yishkoy nalov chagov, tichba nalov, if a grasshopper who rests upon a person's shoulder, oh, I can't walk anymore. I'm carrying such a heavy load. Olav kisoyvel maso kovid. It's like you're carrying a very heavy load. V'zeh l'gadol ha-toshus, due to the intensity of weakness. A person becomes extremely fatigued, chronic fatigue. You can't even pick up your finger. If someone sends me jokes, I'm at Texas every day. So last night's joke was, a person on the employer says to his employees, I have a job here for the laziest employee. Who here is the laziest employee? I have a job for you and I'm going to pay you a lot of money. Raise your hand. So they all raise their hand except for one employee. He doesn't raise his hand. So the employer says, how come you don't raise your hand? I know you. You're the worst of them all. So he says, I'm so tired. I don't even have the koyach to raise my hand. You win. You're the employee. He's so lazy. I mean, he said the employee is giving. I'm giving a bonus. I have to say the joke. I'm giving a bonus to the laziest employee. Who here is the laziest employee? Who wants to be a candidate to be the laziest employee? Everyone raised their hand except for one. I'm giving away money. I'm giving over here. Giving a bonus. So one guy doesn't raise his hand. So he says to the employer, because I'm just too tired to raise my hand. I would raise my hand, but I just don't have the... I'm just not interested. I'm too lazy. I'm burnt out. So here, that's exactly what it says, that the old age, a person becomes even a grasshopper. That is, on the shoulder of a person is in the category of the Yistabel Hechogav. Now, this Sofer Huaviyoyna. So here he says very, very beautiful. Not like the other commentators. He says that Aviyyidam Lashon of Bina, a person's understanding is dulled. A person becomes senile, Rahman al Itzlan. A person can lose it, can lose his understanding. Haruach, the spirit, Ba'alas Habina. Okay, there's a person is possessed with a spirit of understanding. Choneinu me'itcha. Dea bina vehaskel. If you love nusach svarit, it's chonenim yitcha chochma bina vodas. Right, so there is understanding. Chabad, chochma bina and das. So this spirit of understanding in a person's old age is botel.
That to be old age, it can be depression.
It can be depression. Okay.
When you get old age, you get depressed. The sofer
hu avioyna. Haruach ba'alas habinati batel ki oz telech mimenu, it departs. That's one interpretation. The more popular interpretation is what he quotes now, is the tithe of Noshim. O'oz tibatel tavas chimdas noshim l'tashmish. When a person gets old, he has no tithe for noshim. What's very interesting is, why did he say this in the first pshat? So the Bali Musa, I once heard about Bali Musa, he was giving a hesped he basically said, who says this is a chasaran? When a person, the young people today, many of us are possessed with a tremendous yetzara for nashim, and it brings quite a bit of trouble. Look what's going on in the news. All the different cases of abuse. It's all because of people's hormones are out of control. So when a person gets a little bit older, so Baruch Hashem, you get a little bit older, the Yetzirah is not what it used to be. You're able to... No, there's sickness. I used to listen to the radio Lehrer. So he once had a segment, a fascinating segment, people that have their hormones are out of control to the degree where they just cannot function. It's a sickness. Every healthy person to some degree suffers from this, where, you know, there is a certain taiva which prevents you from being functional. When a person gets older, a little menucha, the Yetzirah, this type of Yetzirah leaves you alone a little bit when a person gets older. So maybe it's not such a terrible thing. So he says, so obviously it is. So he says when a person gets older, over here, everything here that we've discussed over here is a clear chesaron. It's clearly a deficiency not to be able to have a bina. It's clearly a deficiency not to see, not to be able to walk. When your arms shake, every single thing here is clearly a major chesaron. But when it comes to v'sofer ho'aviyona, why is it such a chesaron? A person already has 20 grand, 100 grandchildren, right? He has already 1,000 great-grandchildren, and he's already. So now the Yetzirah leaves me alone. I don't have a time for nashim. What's so terrible? I could sit and learn. I think it's a very good question. Why? It's a natural thing in life that as a person gets older, the Yetzirah diminishes. So now be happy. In fact, that was this Hesped. The Hesped was this person, he said that when he got old, people think when you get old, and that's what they said about this person who was Nifter, that you get old. He once said to someone, now that I'm old, Baruch Hashem, he was a healthy person when he was old, but he said, I don't have all of the taivas that I used to have when I was young, all the taiva covered and the taiva for Noshim. And he said he had at the end of his life, those last years, Menuchas HaNefesh, he was able to steig, to accomplish very great things because he already passed, he got to an age, he was a very old person. What?
He had Menuchas HaGuf.
Right, he had Menuchas HaGuf. He said he was younger, he was ambitious. He wanted to be a Rav, he wanted to be a Rosh Shiva, and he succeeded. He was a Rav, and he was a Rosh Shiva. And there are a person, the Yav Kina, Taiva Vakavit. A healthy person has these three things. If you don't have these three things, then you're in a lot of trouble. Then you need to see a doctor. If you don't have Kina, Taiva Kavit. And he said, Baruch Hashem, he got to a point in life where he got the Kavit he wanted, he had the children that he wanted, and he had, you know, all the Kina, the Taiva Kavit he got. He already satisfied himself, whatever he needed. And now, he had Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaGuf, so he had Menuchas HaGuf. So what's so terrible? What this thing does not fit into the pattern of all of the other items listed in this pasuk, unless you'll tell me that no, I don't know. Maybe this stakasa. Maybe that if a person does not have a taiva for noshim, maybe there are other side effects which take away a person's ambition in life. Maybe it goes hand in hand. I don't know. Maybe there's such a thing that if a person has a taiva for noshim, Mimela, he's an ambitious person. Is there such a thing? What do psychologists say? I don't know if that's really true or not. What? Well, I don't know. What?
Never heard
of such a thing. But there must be some other side effects. Side effects of having aggressiveness. There is a certain health. It goes together. You can't just cut out the Yetzirah and take away. Look, I think maybe.
There's one thing that can grow as you.
That's Chazal say. Covet always. There's always time for covet. That gets worse and worse. Maybe because the truth is, this goes back to the Anshe Tamar, the Anshe Knesses Hagadoyla, they were Mavatel the Yetzahara, and the Mavatel the Yetzahara, that was the time when Nevuah came to an end. It was Zel Umazel. So you see that when the Yetzahara is taken away, Zel Umazel, this is more of a spiritual concept, then no pain, no gain. If the Nesoyon is not there, Hashem does not reciprocate by giving you a shefa, the benefit of having other blessings. It's Zel, there was no Yetzahara, so the period of Nevuah came to an end at the time of the Anshei Knesses HaGedola. We mevatel the Yetzahara, the consequence is there's no Nevuah. Yehoshua had the option of the mevatel the Yetzahara when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and Chazal criticized Yehoshua, why didn't he take advantage of the mevatel the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah? And Yeshua, and the answer is Yeshua felt that we still need Nevuah. That's the answer that the Mefarshim give. He made a calculation. He says, you're right, we could take away the Yetzer from Avodah Zarah, but what are the consequences? There's no longer going to be Nevuah. I don't want to take away from Klai Yisrael and another 1,000 years of Nevuah. It's Kedai to have all the Avodah Zarah and all the stories and Sefer Yeshmuel and Melachim and what Yeshai and what's going on over there, things that are bizarre. The mind cannot even begin to grasp even a teeny of what they were thinking by taking their children and burning them to Avodah Zarah. I mean, the things is, we have no relation to this. But what was the reward for the people that did were in these nisyonos? Nevuah. So that has to be the pshat. If you learn then it means that a person gets older, it is indeed a chasaron not to have a yetzahara for nashim, because the koyach for the person, the benefit a person gains by overcoming these nisyonos is an enormous benefit. But that's a spiritual type of approach. If you want to take it on a very simple physical approach, then we got a big problem. What's taka so bad? So a person doesn't have enjoyment. He doesn't have a taifa, so he's denying himself taifa. That's not told Pashut to say. That's why the mitzvah appears to learn as his primary interpretation that aviyoyna does not mean taiva, lost. Aviyoyna means understanding, a ruach of novain. Because I don't think anyone else says this idea of a...
Maharal, for example, talks about the inverse relationship between the physical and the spiritual. And when one is younger, then the power of the physical is...
prevails, yeah.
And then reaches a peak, and then eventually, and while the spiritual is at a lower, when in the youth, and then rises in old age. Obviously somewhere there's a peak where the two of them intersect, the optimal, but that's his concept, not like this at all.
Okay, alright, okay, so the I am Panamutar, not the Chas Shema, I'm not quoting from Micha, I'm quoting from other sources. Okay, let's see further. The suffer havi oy no haruch balas bina bato kiaz telach menu oy oz tibato atavas hachemus anoshim lutashmish. Next words ki hoylech ha'odim, a person goes ki oz ha'odim hoylech l'miskarev lovoy el beis olamo. At that moment in time, a person comes to his world. He comes to the olam ha'emes. Every person is given his own world. In fact, Chazal say a person gets 310 worlds. Shai olamos. What that means? No clue. Zehu, what is the olamai? Zehu hakever, this is the grave. Asher yishkaf sham ad olam, the grave, the olamai is the grave which he will lie in forever. It says here, holech olamai, what does the pasuk say? Oh, base olamai. The base olam. Very good. That's why my school is called the base olam. The base on this pasuk. Okay, so zehu hakever asher yishkaf sham ad olam, the samavai. And the eulogizers will then gather in the marketplace to arouse eulogies, lamentations, v'chulu. So that's already good. You know, some people, Rachman al-Islam, they don't have anyone to eulogize them. So here the pasuk is pretty good. It's pretty good that people are going to be interested in eulogizing and remembering this individual. But that's what it says. The liyos ha-seifte misavim b'shuk l'oyer kinois v'yilolos.
Yaakov wasn't there.
Yitzhak was incapacitated, and the Esav was the only one left. Who's going to eulogize Rivka? So then now they don't mention her death.
She's not mentioned because there was no one to do it. Really, that's pshat. There was no one to be maspid. That's why interesting. Very interesting. Since there was no one,
the Esav was the person to show up at her funeral. You know,
so they don't mention altogether.
That's what she put out in this world.
I once went to eat somewhere. This is very, very funny. I once went to eat somewhere, and the person came home, and his wife was sleeping. I went for an hour. Davin Shul went home. He came home, and his wife fell asleep. So he said to me, "Do you mind if we wait a little bit? Just let you know my wife works the whole week. It was an early, it was a winter night. I don't remember when it was. I'll wait a few minutes, whatever. You don't look like you're starving. I'll wait a few minutes. I don't want to wake her up. So fine, wake up." So then his wife woke up very shortly thereafter, and he said, and she said to him, "You should have woke me up. You have a guess. What are you thinking? So why didn't you wake me up?" So he says, "You don't understand." He was joking, of course, but he said, "You don't understand. I'm very worried that they can have nothing to say at my funeral. I want they should say, I saw an opportunity that they'll say that I was such a tzaddik. I didn't wake up my wife when I came home from shul Friday night. I saw here an opportunity that they'll have something more, because I figured this, what are they going to say about me?" He was joking. He's working his whole life, not for Elam Ho'em, not for... just an investment. It's an investment to Savu Vashuk HaSoiftim. What are they going to say about me? Oh, I'm a witness. You'll see that I came home to this house and he saw that his wife was sleeping. He let his wife sleep. Gevaldik. What a good thing. It was kedai for the eulogy. The savu vashuk hasoifitim. Okay, next. Now let's review the pasuk inside. Gam, so to review pasuk inside, according to the Mitzudos, is gam migovoa yirohu. A person is afraid of what awaits him high above, in the heavens, in Shemayim. V'chas chatim baderech. He's terrified of the malachi chavola that are on the road to Gan Eden. It's a very long trip, it seems. The Gemara says it takes 70 years to reach the first heaven, and another 70 years. It's a very, very long trip to go to the Olam HaEmes. So whatever it is, the person gets old, he's afraid of what awaits him, gavoa, and he's terrified of the trip, the journey from this world to the next world. That's what it says, according to the Mitzudos.
What happens during those 70 years?
I have no idea. We always say here, no one came back to tell us. To tell us what it's like there, what's going on there. The chas chatim baderech, the terror that awaits a person on the road, the highway to heaven. On the highway to heaven, there are dangers that lurk. That lurk. What was the name of that actor? That was a great. Yeah, he was a great actor. What's his name?
Michael Landon.
Yeah, he was a good. He died very young. He died. He was Jewish. Yeah. Little House on the Prairie. I grew up with Little House. It's sneers, right? Such sneers they'll never have again on television. Little House on the Prairie. Okay, but the chas chatim baderech, the terror that the highway to heaven. The yonetz hashakeid, the immune system gets into a disagreement with the body, and it detests the body and it quits, and therefore the body is now vulnerable to infection and disease. The yistabel hechagov, a person has chronic fatigue; he can't even carry on his shoulder a grasshopper. The sofer hu avio na, he goes senile, Rahman Litzlan, or he has no taiva for Nashim. Maybe what it means, the pshat, is that he doesn't have a good marriage then. Maybe his wife doesn't have a good relationship with his wife. He can't engage in marital relations, so maybe that affects his relationship with his wife. So that can be the pshat. The time has arrived when a person now is going to his grave. The base olamo is a code for the grave. The savu vashuk hasoifdim, and now he begins to prepare his eulogy. He begins to prepare, who realized, what are people going to say about me? What is my legacy? he now begins to think about the legacy he will leave in this world, the son of Ashuk. What are the eulogizers going to say in the street? What are they going to say about him? Very scary stuff here. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Vav. Okay, one more pasuk. One more pasuk. We'll leave the pasuk, the pasuk Zayin, after we finish all the older Rashis. Pasuk Vav. We'll see how far we get. Ad asher lo yirosek. Yirosek means to be severed, the chevel hakesef. It's sudos ad asher musav ala mikras shelem ala. It's going back on the pasuk above, b'inyin bereshis or inyin shamar uzuchor esperech. This pasuk Vav goes back again to pasuk Aleph. Okay, goes back to pasuk Lamala, is above on pasuk Aleph. Bereshis or inyin shamar uzuchor esperech loymar zuchor bo reecha. Remember your Creator. Terem sheyia nase chevel hakesef kmo shalshelas. Now, what does that mean? Before the rope of silver, that's
chain.
The chain.
No, the rope becomes a chain. It means you're chained down.
Terem sheyia nase chevel hakesef
shalshelas.
Like a chain. The rope becomes like a chain. What does that mean exactly? What is it referring to? The alchut hashedra yomar shuhu lavan kikesef. It's a metaphor for the spinal column. It's a metaphor for the spinal column. The spinal column is white. It's white like silver. Silver has a whitish color in contrast to gold, which has a reddish color. Even though today it doesn't seem like that to us, but the real hue of gold is red, and silver is white. That's why gold is always din, midas hadin, because red is din, edoim, and white is lavan, is milk, is white, is purity, is white. Silver is always rachamim. Silver in Chazal is rachamim, and gold is din. So therefore, before the churah shenu, which is white here, kamo kishu lavan kikesef. When a person dies, the moach, the marrow, or whatever fluids are in the spine are lacking, are missing. It empties out. The fluid inside of the spine is emptied. The yavesh, it becomes dry. And it becomes crooked. It bends. What's it called? When a person dies, the body begins to
Rigor mortis.
Yeah, that term. So the body becomes very hard. Comes hard. Also, it curls up. The body also curls. It becomes misakein. Misakein. The spine begins to curl up when it becomes dry. Rigamorgis, so it begins to curl. The soicha chulios and the vertebrae. In the vertebrae, the nase kishalshelis. It looks like a chain. Okay, so I don't know really what this means. To me, it looks like a chain. Is that really what it looks like? I have no idea, but that's what it says. It says that when a person dies, now here we're describing death. Pasuk Vav is passing the point of death. Until now, we have been describing the different points of life, the end of life. And then we made that transition, the transition of Hoylech Adam al Beis Oylamo. So now it's already death. Death already has occurred. The neshama already has gone to heaven, but the body, person is looking down in heaven, what does his body look like? And he sees that his body is dead, and the body is shriveling, and it's rigamortis, is that what it's called? And the liquid of the spine has now been dried up, evaporated, and the spine looks like a chain to the neshama. Anashalo yirasek will be severed. Yirasek, so I think each other, yirasek, Inyanik Moshalshelis. So he says the word Yerosek means a chain also. Chevel HaKesef, that's what it means. The Yerosek is Chevel HaKesef, the cord of silver. The cord of silver is transformed into what appears to be a chain. That's Yerosek. Inyanik Moshalshelis. Shalshelis. Okay. Next, then it says, what happens next? Vistorutz gulas hazahav. What is the golden basin? Al moyach harosh, the skull. The skull cracks open. Yoimar al shu kimayon hanoveya. It's like a fountain. Lilalachlich ulahashkes eschut hashedra. The skull is a fountain that continuously waters the spine. Dr. Fruchter, anything, any truth to this?
Yeah, well, there's the fluid, sort of,
from the brain, which goes down into the spine?
Yeah.
Okay, so
it circulates, right?
It circulates, okay. So that's what it says here, that the fluid, that the gulas hakesef is connected here to the chevel hakesef, is the brain. It's very important because a lot of the commentators do not learn like this. They learn the chevel hakesef may be the spine, but they don't translate the next part, the gulas hazof. The Mitsudos obviously had a lot of familiarity with medical science, and he says over here it's the skull. Al moyach haroish ye omer al shuhu kimayin hanavei. It's like a spring. It's a spring lelachlech to moisten lelahashka is to water eschut hashidra the spine. Olufi shakrum shalav hu adam. Why are we calling it the zav? Why are we calling the skull gold? The answer is because there's a membrane that surrounds the skull that has red, that's full of blood. The membrane shalav hu adoim is red. We call it zohav. Kimar hazov hu adoim is red. At this point in time, after the person dies, the skull or the membrane is shattered. It no longer waters the spinal column, as it said in the beginning. That's why the spinal column shrivels up and turns into what looks like a chain. Okay, the next part of the pasuk, this shover kad al hamabua. A kad is a pitcher. A mabua is a spring. This shover means it is broken. Al kis hamora. Now we're describing the gallbladder. Okay, the mabua is the gallbladder. Ye omar shenikra oz. When the person dies, the gallbladder breaks. It cracks open. It breaks open. Shenikra oz. It's ripped open. Ume hamora nishbach. And the liquid, the gall and the gallbladder, this liquid, it spills out. Ala kaved on the liver. So the liver is the mabua, and the kad is the mora, is the gallbladder. B'mokoy moshava, where it's resting. V'ochaz b'moshol mikad molemayim. The reason why we're comparing the gallbladder relative to the liver as a pitcher upon a fountain, because hanishpar lamayim, which is broken upon a fountain. V'ochaz b'moshol mikad molemayim hanishpar lamayim. V'hamayim shebekad, the water in the pitcher, yardim, goes back to where it came from, el hamayon. Mokoyim she'in tzorech lamayim, it's a wasted. If you draw water from a pitcher, from a well, and you draw the water, and you take the water out of the well, and you walk home, and the pitcher shatters, not all is lost. At least the earth upon which the water has spilled got watered. Grass will grow. The Gemara has a story about a camel was carrying a pitcher, and it was a little teeny crack, and some water came out. From the water that came out, grass grew. So even if the pitcher shatters on the way home before you put it into your refrigerator, not all is lost. At least the plants got some nutrition. But if the pitcher shatters when it's in the well, all is lost. And while you're pulling up the pitcher from the well, the pitcher shatters. Where does the water go? It goes back where it came from. So that's what it says over here. The ochaz b'moshel mikad molemayim hanishra lamayim hamayim shebekad yodim lamayim mokam shein tzarech lamayim. The water, when it shatters, the water goes back where it came from. The chein hi shefichas meimora ala kav. It's ascending when it comes to the spilling of the meimora, the liquid in the mora on the liver. Ki b'yoyso adam chay, when a person's alive. Now because we're referring to what happens when a person is alive. And this is a very famous chazal. Chazal say, when a person's alive, Amr Azal, Kaved Koyes, when a person gets angry, where is that chemical reaction occurring when a person gets angry? Okay, this is what it says in Chazal. I don't know what scientists say, but it says here, the liver. The liver is what? No, so it said the bile of the liver. Bile of the liver. Kaved Koyes. The hamara, and an alarm goes off in the brain. Fire. There's a fire in the engine. The engine is on fire. The kaved is on fire. It's giving forth bile, and the bile is causing the person to go into a state of rage. And who knows what he'll do in this state of rage? Emergency. The sprinklers go off. What are the sprinklers of the body? The gallbladder. the Mara. The Mara then releases, this is what Chazal say, releases some of its fluid. V'hamara zoyrekes b'tipa, the gallbladder, it drops a little teeny drop of what it has, v'noch mikaso, and the fire goes out, the liver is calm, the sprinkler system is activated, some liquid comes out of the gallbladder, and the COVID now is at rest. So therefore, that's why these two things are compared one to the other. That's why in this pasuk we relate the ka to the mabua, the mora to the gallbladder, because in life these two things they operate hand in hand. Avul oz, but when the person is dead, ein COVID koyes. When a person is dead, there's nothing to get angry about. Dead is dead. And the ain't tzarech el tipa samara. Does not need tipa samara. So it does not need tipa samara. It's a waste. So therefore, it's like a pitcher. If the person was alive, and the kaved would explode, and the mara would give forth its juices, whatever it's called. What does the mara give forth? The gallbladder. What is the liquid in the gallbladder called? The bile. But it's in the liver. What does the liver give forth?
The liver makes the bile,
so it gives it back. It's giving it back.
Yes.
The two are related. Yes, then, that's why these two are related. So normally there's a benefit, but over here it's like the card breaking to the mabua. There is no benefit because when a person is dead, there's no benefit in the gallbladder returning the bile back to the liver. There's no benefit because the person is no longer alive. So the person's anger is does meaning there is no anger. So it doesn't make a difference. Okay, next v'noret sagalgal.
A person that is always calm and doesn't get angry, the expression is er hat nicht kein Gall.
He doesn't have bile, gallbladder. But it really should say he doesn't have a liver. The Gemara says it's the liver that gets angry.
I know, but
okay.
He doesn't need
the gallbladder. Okay, that's different. That's good.
Also has bitter
vigal. Bitter. That's bitter. That's not angry. That's a different concept. That's bitterness. V'noret ha-galgana, what is this? The gal is gilgoyles harosh. This is the skull, shohaisa l'mayla. Meritzim oz lohirida el abar. They're running to lower it into the pit. Hakever mitachas laretz. Meritzim, the people are running to take the body and lower the body into the pit. So let's review the pasuk inside based upon this interpretation of the Mitzudos. The person should do tshuva before he's dead. What happens to the body when he's dead? The spinal column that is white like a rope of silver will turn into a chain. Will turn into a yerosek as a chain. It will appear to be a chain when the fluid within evaporates and the spine begins to shrivel. This sorut skulas
spinal cord, which is like chevel.
The spinal cord is the chevel. That's the chevel akesef.
It's the same word, chevel and cord.
Cord, the spinal cord. So it's on the mark. It's not just a metaphor. It's literal. It's literal. This sarut gulas hazahav, and at that point in time, the gulas hazahav is the skull. He says the skull twice. There's the gulas hazav, then there's the galgal later in the pasuk. Does he have a different word to go back with the moyach? Okay, it's not exactly the skull. It's the moyach harosh. It's the brain matter. Not the actual, not the bone. The gulas hazahav is the actual brain. The brain, which is covered by a red membrane of blood, will now be shattered. It will no longer provide mashke, provide fluid for the spinal cord. This sishaver kad al hamabua. At this point in time, the gallbladder explodes and the bile returns to the liver with no, and there's no benefit. The reason why we're comparing it to a pitcher returning to a fountain is because at this point in time it's too little too late. If the person would not have gotten angry when he was alive, if the gallbladder would have done its job when he's alive and calmed him down from his anger, that would have been very good. But now it's like a cod breaking when it's still in the pit and the water goes back into the pit, there is no benefit. So now when the person dies and the bile returns to the liver, there is no benefit. And then everyone is running, let's get this body into the ground. Let's get this skull. They bring the body to the cemetery, and the union says, we're closing up here in 5 minutes. If the person is not buried, you'll all have to spend the night in the cemetery with him, because the gates are going to be locked. They are running. People are in a very big hurry to lower the Galgal, the skull, El Habar. Okay, very comforting words here from Qehelet about the end of life of the person. A person should think. Now we've only
just
a little bit different, a little nuances here and there. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, Rash. Now we're going to do Rashi. Now we're not going to just maybe just start for just two minutes. We begin Rashi. Rashi is similar but different. Not everything in the pasuk Rashi agrees. Then after that, Rashi gives another very long Rashi. Rashi does this second round, round two, where he interprets this not in reference to a person, a human being, but in reference to Klal Yisrael. This is Jewish history. Okay, it's fascinating. You want to look at Jewish history, you can look at Jewish history in terms of these psukim. That's the second part of Rashi. Let's just maybe just do one pasuk, and then we'll stop. We're almost out of time. One pasuk, back to pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, Perek Yud Aleph. Yeah, I'm sorry, Perek Yud Beis. I'm sorry, I turned 20 pages here. So Shemesh here, Mitzvot was very, didn't say anything about this. He just basically said that the world seems very dark. A person who is ill has a very, the world out there is, it's a dark world. He says no, referring to the person's appearance, countenance. Amar Rabbi Seinu, Zo Padachas. The Shemesh is the forehead. A person's forehead glows in the dark. It glows, there's a shine on the why. Shehi me'oira, it gives off light, umatzheves, and it shines. But Adam, b'bochor, a young man. But uche shemizakenes, when a person becomes old, there are wrinkles in the forehead. And those wrinkles prevent the light from coming forth. He, malas kimatin, ve'ein matzheves, and no longer gives forth a shine. So while a person is young, then his forehead is called the sun. It gives forth a glow. When he gets old, there are wrinkles, and it no longer gives forth that glow. V'ha'ar, what is the R? Zehachoytam, the nose. Okay, that's a very novel idea. To say the nose is a person's or his light. Shehu toyar kilaster upon him. The ikar tsuyas upon him of a person is the nose. The nose is the most critical, the most distinguishable feature of the upon him. This is a fact. This is the fact in people who are studying the parts of upon him is the nose. The nose of a person really defines the...
An incident enough, where the enemy cut off the noses to... prevent identification.
So the nose is, the ikur is called the or. Why is the or is light? It's not clear, but that's what it says. Next, the hayareach. So he says the reach is the neshama. Before the neshama leaves. Now, I don't know if the shemeira shem, meira la'odam. I suspect that when he says here neshama, he doesn't mean when the part of the neshama that caused the person to die. Person's neshama leaves, an hour expression, our language, if the neshama left, it means you're dead. It doesn't mean you're dead. It means there's a certain life in a person, a certain spirit. And that spirit, when a person gets old, is missing, he's alive. He has a pulse. He's alive and kicking. He's good to go. But he doesn't have that life, that extra spirit of life. That's what I think he means over here. The hayareach is zon neshama shemi'ira la'odim, it gives a person a certain light. Shekevet shnidla himenu ein lo'im ma'or ha'inayim, when a person is missing the sparkle in the eye, right? The person who's a young, healthy, excited person, he has a sparkle in the eye. And a person gets old, he doesn't have that sparkle. He's lacking that. That's what he's calling over here, the yareach, that sparkle in the eye. And the reason why I'm saying is because the person over here is clearly alive. Rashi goes through all these, telling the Shema departed, doesn't seem to follow in order what the Pesukim mean. Next, what are the stars? Elu halisasois, the cheeks. When a person is young, the cheeks stand out. They're healthy. They're called the roimone da'ape, the pomegranates of the face. Okay, a good new marketing technique for pomegranate. The pomegranates of the person has two pomegranates. The cheeks means, let's say what store is cooking food, it's grocery. You buy food, you put the food in the cheeks. Because of
the reddish cheeks,
the rimone da'ape, the pomegranates of the face. That's called the koichavim.
A healthy person has red cheeks.
Red cheeks, okay. Shakarin, it's called, I don't know what that word is. Pulnish shel lechayayim shematzivim of the cheeks which shine. The shavu heavim achar hagashim. Now, remember Rashi, we learned that that was a person is sick, and one step forward, two steps backwards. All of a sudden, things are good. The reports are good. The rain has stopped. The dark clouds have dispersed, and then guess what? It's dark all over again. V'shavu he'avim achar hagashem. It's a very good term, expression for describing basically a disappointment after you had an expectation when things are getting a little bit better. So here he says something different. The dullness of the ma'or achar dimas habechi, a whole new interpretation. The geshem, according to Rashi, are tears, crying. When a person gets old, you see this, people get very emotional. When they're young, they never shed a tear their whole life. All of a sudden, when they're 80 years old, all of a sudden they're crying the whole day. What happened to this person? This person was like a stone. And now all of a sudden they cry? It's a mitzvah. When a person gets old, they cry. And there's a consequence, because when a person cries, it weakens a person's eyesight. And the Gemara says, until 40 years old, a person cries, no big deal. The tears have no effect on dulling a person's eyesight. After the age of 40 years old, tears cause a person's eyesight permanent damage. There's a lack of replenishment. That's what Chazal say, and that's what it says over here. V'shavu he'avim, it gets dark. The eyes are dark. I can't see. Why can't I see? Because you just spent the whole day crying. Achar hagoshen, you gave off rain. Your eyes gave off moisture. So what do you expect? If you're not, you're no youngster anymore. If you're a youngster and you cry, no big deal. Water off a duck. No big deal. But when you're after the age of 40 years old and you start crying a lot, then it's dark. V'shavu tovoi kiyas ha-ma'or achar adimas ha-bechi mikama tsaros over a love due to the many troubles which have come upon a person. So to review the pasuk according to Rashi, I will stop. Ada shalei sechshach, a person should do tshuva in his life when he's young, before it gets dark, hashemesh, the forehead, before there are wrinkles, before you have to have some Botox injections. And v'ha'or, and before the nose is not what it used to be. V'hayareach, the cheeks are no longer rosy like they used to be.
The French word, I think, is related to apples, which are pumped. French, so the
apples. She's like apples, reddish apples. He calls it pomegranates. Okay, apple, fine. Vayreach, before the cheeks go. Vayakoychavim. No, I'm sorry. Vayreach is the. I'm sorry. One more time. Shemesh is the forehead. The R is
the nose.
Vayreach is the neshama. The areach is the twinkle in your eye, the spark in the eye. What's called the spark in the eyes?
The sparkle.
The sparkle in the eyes, that's the areach. The areach, I guess, it's when it's dark outside. When it's dark, I guess it fits very well. What he says, the sparkle in the eye, it's dark outside, but you see the moon. So the eyes are all black. People over the eye, but there's a little light in the eye. That's called the areach. The akoychavim are the cheeks. The cheeks, the pomegranates of the face. And then the shavu ha'avim, and the eyesight has been dull because achar hagashem, after a person cries for the difficulties that he has endured in his life. Okay, we'll have to pass the gimel. We'll leave this mitzvah for tomorrow.